You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I know many of you are anticipating the Hobbit movie, which comes out this week. The Hobbit. I love Lord of the Rings, the whole J.R.R. Tolkien, that type of... I mean, it's a fascinating story. It's a fascinating type of, you know, idea, you know, where you got, you know, the dwarves and you got the halflings and you got the elves. For any of you who play Dungeons and Dragons, you would just see, you know, the premise set by J.R.R. Tolkien had just pervaded so many different games that we played as kids. But Gandalf, Sir Ian McKellen, actually has been battling prostate cancer for about 6 to 7 years. He's 73 years old. He's the actor that played Gandalf the Grey, and then by the second Lord of the Rings, Gandalf the White. And, you know, he was also in X-Men. He played the bad guy in X-Men, Eric, right? Anyway, he says he hasn't had any treatment for his prostate cancer. He said his prostate cancer is examined regularly and is, quote-unquote, contained. He said he did originally feel the worst years ago when he had the disease, but he said his concerns were later allayed. He said, you do gulp when you hear the news. It's like when you go for an HIV test, you go, "R, is this the end of the road?" Gandalf was worried about having HIV. I know. Wow, he looks like he's not scared of anything. He said he discovered he had the disease when he went to the doctors after finding he was repeatedly needing to urinate at night. Why are we talking about this? We really have to talk about Gandalf's prostate. What I find interesting about this is he's had prostate cancer for 6-7 years and it's not getting any treatment. Now, I know that many prostate cancers, we can watch and wait. And the reason why we came to that conclusion years ago, right, with big bold font years ago, is because people's life expectancy was in the 60s, late 60s, 70s. So your prostate cancer wouldn't be the death of you. Something else would be. But now that we're living well until our 80s, many of us, having prostate cancer diagnosed in the 60s is probably worth treating to me. Okay, true, I don't have a prostate. I don't have testicles. So I know I'm, you know, speaking as an outsider here. But as a physician, it just kind of, I just think as a human, I just don't like the idea of cancer sitting there growing. Now, if he's had cancer for 6-7 years and he's 73 years old and he's starring in another blockbuster, obviously he ain't doing so bad. But I want us in the medical field and in the government to get rid of this notion that we can watch and wait prostate cancer because we'll probably die of something else besides before the prostate cancer. Life expectancy is changing. Medical science is changing. Technology is changing. And we're able to fight the heart attacks better. We're able to fight the strokes better. We're able to fight other cancers better. And since prostate cancer, a lot of time likes to go to the bone, and then when it does go to the bone, it weakens the bone. I just don't know if that's the, you know, best plan of action. And if I was a man, I wouldn't want my prostate cancer metastasizing at all. Now, when I was working ER, waiting to open up my practice in Nevada, but I had my license in Arizona, we had a gentleman, and many of you have already heard the story, that had come in who had tripped and fell. And he had fallen, but because he had fallen and hurt his neck, he was in C-spine precautions. So, you know, whenever you have a fall or a blow to the head, we won't move your neck until we evaluate it. So ambulance brought him in. He was in the cervical collar. I still wanted to x-ray it and examine the neck. I wasn't just going to, you know, feel around and take off the collar. I wanted to get an x-ray. I like the x-ray. Well, when you looked at this gentleman's neck, now he was only in his 60s. late 60s. The neck was completely, the bones were completely moth-eaten appearance, all right? And it looked like it was, you know, cancer mets. So we decided to run a PSA. We decided to get a little bit more information, and it looked like he actually was diagnosed with early prostate cancer earlier that year. But early in my ass, it had already gone to the neck. And already gone. You would think it would just go to the lumbar spine, but this, it must have traveled up, attached to the neck, start to evade the bones. His cervical fracture was so bad that we needed to, and again, all he did was trip. That's it. We're talking about a man feeling good, healthy. He tripped. That's it. Now he's fighting for his life because we realize that the, you know, his cervical spine is extremely weak. So I'm, you know, practicing. I'm in the ER in Lake Havasu. So we call up Sunrise Hospital and a huge neurological group, neurosurgeon group in Las Vegas. They said, okay, we're going to fly him up. Okay, don't let him get out of his collar. Well, the gentleman really didn't understand why there was all this hoop de la. He's like, let me go to the bathroom. Let me get up. I got to go to the bathroom. I don't want to be in this cervical collar. I feel fine. You guys leave me alone. Well, we wouldn't do it. I gave him a little urine container, gave him some privacy. Said, look, I can't let you move your neck. As soon as you stand up, you could die. Well, he was grumpy, but he took it. Well, we fly him up to Phoenix. From what I understand, he throws a fit. And when he was in Phoenix, and he as he enters the hospital, he decides to rip off his cervical collar, and he walks around, and he immediately falls and is now paralyzed because the bones had immediately cut into the it's like the bones just shattered just from him walking. Now, obviously, I think the blow did hurt the neck, which is why he had the initial fracture, but that's prostate cancer that goes to the neck. Now, seeing that, I can't in my right mind tell anybody to watch and wait. I couldn't tell a person to watch and wait. I go, you know, you have options, and I'm going to let you sit down with the urologist and discuss those options, and I'm here for support either way, and I'll support you no matter what decision, but I will never say, tell a person you watch and wait after seeing something like that. And all the man did was fall, but keep in mind, it probably would have happened sooner or later if he was that vulnerable. But what a shame. Just a horrible, horrible shame to see that happen. All right. When we come back, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, a woman committed suicide by inhaling helium. And I also want to talk about what's going on in Michigan right now. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Peter Krachnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1714.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1756.54, $878.27 for a half ounce, or $439.14 for a quarter ounce. $1756.54, $878.27, and $439.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so of course, you know, many of you have been watching the news today and seeing what's been happening in Michigan, where from what I understand, I think it already passed in the House. I'm trying to wait for that news. Apparently, the Senate had passed that Michigan will become a right-to-work state. Now, you guys probably understand this whole organized labor issue better than I. Right now, from what I understand, multiple states already in the United States are right-to-work states where employees get a choice of either joining a union or not joining a union. Okay, in order to work at a certain facility. Yet, in your non-right-to-work states, from what I understand, the union could require employees to pay dues, even if they don't want to become a part of the union. Now, when I first heard that Michigan was passing where unions couldn't, you know, force employees to pay the dues or to be a part of the union, that they got to choose, they got to opt out, Okay, you would think this was wonderful. I mean, you would think people want that. And apparently, I wake up to see, you know, tons of people protesting and people wanting to impeach Governor Snyder and, you know, everybody having a complete cow over this. Now, you know, I'm not an economist, and so I'm learning probably more about this than you all already understand. But, you know, my very bleak understanding of the whole situation of unions was, you know, back in the olden days, during the time of Rockefeller and Carnegie, et cetera, you know, and thanks to Men Who Built America for teaching us this. I thought it was a pretty good show. I mean, employees were working in horrible, unsafe, deadly conditions. They had work hours that were unable to sustain a family life. They were being underpaid. There were deaths at the workplace, multiple injuries at the workplace, and somebody had to step in. And unions were formed for a good reason at the time. Okay? Now, from what we understand, unions have become so powerful, and people on both sides could agree, unions are powerful. There's power in numbers. Plus, there's power in dues. That they have become so powerful that they're able to form pretty big blocks and pretty successful blocks in ways where they could actually impede business. For example, like we saw with Hostess. All right. Unions were able to bring the company of Hostess down. We were all shocked that they had that much power, but they did. Hostess said, can't do it. Can't do it. Now, from what we understand, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, all right, they say that the collective bargaining states versus the right to work states, the collective bargaining states, people that are a part of the union make more money. It looks like, you know, a union worker will get $16.89 an hour, whereas in a right to work state, they'd only make $15.31 an hour. A middle school teacher, according to this statistic, would make in a collective bargaining state $55,800 versus $49,300. So when you heard today that teachers left class to help petition this, you're like, okay, I don't understand that. Wouldn't they not want to pay dues? Well, apparently the dues, which is a question that I think many of us had, the dues appear to be far less than the salary they were able to collectively bargain for. So it is in their best interest for current union members to fight this and not let Michigan, one of the largest union employing states, to go right to work. Because they are making, if honestly, I had no idea middle school teachers making 55 grand. That's not, I mean, honestly, teachers deserve, I think, even more. But, you know, that's a lot more than I think we were led to believe teachers were making. But if they were making an extra $6,500 a year, that could hopefully offset many of the union dues, which is where the art of a union is. That's how that's why there's an incentive to join the union. Okay. And there's more power in numbers. Now, which states are right to work and would Michigan be joining? Well, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Nebraska, Nevada. Other states that are right to work: North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Wyoming. But what I find interesting is the pendulum swinging. Okay? You know, we had work conditions that were horrific. People were dying. We needed unions. Then the pendulum swings the other way, where we have unions able to completely knock out businesses. And, you know, we saw what happened with Chicago. Education was put on hold. How many days? Right? Because they were striking. And you know, many of us have wondered, okay, what's the purpose of the union now? We already have government laws. In 1947, they actually had to help the pendulum swing back the other way with the Taft-Hartley law, allowing right-to-work laws to exist, because unions got so powerful that you couldn't get a job unless you were a part of the union. And you know, you're just watching this pendulum swing back and forth. And, I mean, it's going to be ugly in Michigan for a while now. It's going to get pretty ugly, you know, them turning right to work. And, of course, you know, I'm looking at these you know, media outlets just, you know, completely, you know, it's so liberal. Look at this. Okay, this is coming from Philly.com. They say, for generations, Michigan was the ultimate labor stronghold, a state built by factory workers for whom a high school diploma and a union card were the ticket to middle-class life, yet it took only hours for Republicans to tear down a key part of that tradition, a requirement that all employees in a union workplace pay dues. I mean, they make the Republicans look vicious, yet, I mean, I'm looking at this as, you know, we're in a recession. If somebody is not a part of a union and wants to get a job, they should be able to get a job and not be forced to pay a union and join something they don't want to join. I mean, to me, that, yes, I understand there's an incentive. I understand union workers may like what they have. They may feel that their job is cush. And I understand, I mean, you know, some people have written me today going, I don't understand this. Why wouldn't everybody before becoming a right-to-work state? Okay, now these union members don't have to pay dues. They don't have to pay dues. You would think everybody would like this. But remember, some people, they like the power. They love the idea of power. They love the idea that they make a little bit more money. And so, you know, for many people, no, this isn't what they want. For everybody else that's not a part of the union, it makes sense. Plus, remember, union members now are going to be, I should say, they're going to be more vulnerable to, you know, the scabs. You know how we used to call them scabs? People who would take a job when people were striking. Somebody that would go to take a job while people were striking was called a scab, roughly. Okay? So now they're more vulnerable to now the right to work employees getting jobs, not being a part of the union. It just, you know, why would a company now be forced to pay union salaries when they could pay less to someone right to work who doesn't have to pay dues, etc.? So, yes, this is something that's going to be hugely detrimental to unions. But, I mean, have unions gotten too powerful? And then my next question is, as we become more right to work, is the pendulum going to swing back? I don't think the pendulum is going to swing back. I mean, we are spending how many billions of dollars on government agencies that don't do their job, but every now and then an inspector will come in. I mean, my guess is we have still roughly enough checks and balances that I doubt we're going to be going back to a 12-14 hour work day. Although, I mean, I was doing 36 hour shifts in the hospital, and nobody seemed to help us with that one. And I doubt we're going to have unsafe working conditions. I mean, you got OSHA, you have, all sorts of agencies that have no problem coming in and shutting down. I mean, as you could see, you know, we're watching Gold Rush and we're seeing people mine. They're about to go and get the gold. All of a sudden there's a safety inspection and boom, they get closed down. So, I mean, I think we have enough checks and balances where we, you know, the protections that were so vitally needed by unions back in the 1800s is kind of obsolete now, because we already have we have workman's comp insurance. Every employer has to purchase workman's comp insurance. I mean, we have all these things in place, which to me, in the middle of a recession, makes no sense why we would, you know, force non-union employees to pay dues if they want to work within the facility. Okay, I mean, we need to get our economy back, and if, you know, somebody wants to take a job and they want to make 15 an hour instead of 16, the employer should be able to hire them. Again, and I apologize if that's my obtuse analysis of the situation. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dolly Show. For those of you that have an iPhone, the Dr. Dolly app is finally out and available for iPhone, iPad, iMini. It's free. Download it from your app store. Don't forget to rate it, and you'll be able to listen to the Dr. Dolly Show whenever. So, awesome. I'm so excited about that. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don work on the dials. All right, so porcupines, those animals that are very spiky, and many of us don't understand how nature would make an animal with spikes on it, because how the heck do they mate without hurting themselves? Well, apparently researchers found a use for them. They think they could use porcupine quills to create medical adhesives and injectables. This is kind of interesting, like needles and stuff. They said researchers from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston have been working with porcupine quills in an attempt to create adhesives, needles, and a variety of other things. This is being reported in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Apparently, they say a 4-millimeter tip, okay, of a quill covered in microscopic barbs, they say can actually give them a lot of insight into how to make certain medications, adhesives, bandages, etc. They say hoping to harness the quill's ease of entry and difficulty to remove, the researchers created mechanical devices that emulated the quill's mechanisms. Boy, those are some big words. They say, for example, a porcupine quill's ability to puncture the skin easily could lead to more efficient and less painful shots, while its trickiness to remove could lead to better medical adhesives. See, I think nature gives us so many answers for so many things. That's why I'm still a huge fan of alternative medicine, because I think there are things out there just surrounding us right at our fingertips that could be the cure for cancer or HIV or something, because we just underutilize. We underutilize the sun. We underutilize so much of nature. It's just we got to figure it out, and we got to make sure there's no liability along the way. They say upon examining these porcupine quills after they had penetrated the skin, they found that the quills with barbs needed 60 to 70% less force to penetrate muscle than quills that didn't have the barbs. So I guess the barbs are important. And the barbs allow you to kind of, you know, tear more easily. Obviously, this is a defense mechanism that porcupines have. Still don't know how they have sex, but we know it's they have a defense mechanism. They say the barbs also keep the quills in place, acting as anchors in the muscle tissue. So I guess they test it as deep as muscle. Now, they say after creating medical adhesives using barbs on one side, the researchers found they had to apply 30 times more energy to remove this adhesive than other adhesives without barbs. So then this sucker could stick. Now, you know, when we're talking muscle versus epidermis, I mean, epidermis adhesives like your Band-Aids, all right? I mean, you want them to stick, but, you know, we also don't want them to stick too much, because when you try to rip the Band-Aid off, it could take some skin with it. But what if they come up with a certain mesh that, you know, an adhesive to hold the mesh in place for hernias? You know, hernia surgery is a lot better than it was decades ago, but, you know, every now and then people need their hernia repaired. And because the mesh didn't hold, or the mesh got loose, or the hernia pushed through the mesh. So this could be, I could definitely see some benefits with this. They say, according to Medical News Today, the research can greatly aid the medical world, which is in need of better adhesives for procedures like the gastric bypass surgery. Oh, that's right. You have part of the stomach removed. That would be great to have a huge adhesive of porcupine quills and barbs, right? I mean, obviously, they're going to be microscopic, but still. Ah, you know what? Cool stuff. Cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, some of us give birth to low birth weight babies. My children barely ate, you know, were barely fed when I, you know, when they were in the womb. Maybe it's because I worked. Maybe it's because I was older. But luckily, they were still normal birth weight. You know, luckily, my kids were 6 pounds, 10 ounces, and 7 pounds, 5 ounces. I think, I don't remember. Everything was on a computer, and the computer crashed years ago. So I'm just going to make it up when they ask me. But a low birth weight baby is a baby that weighs less than 4 to 5 pounds. And unfortunately, low birth weight babies have higher risk of, you know, health issues, not to mention socioeconomic issues. They could fall behind in school. They say some of them could have a higher risk of autism. By the way, there was a study that came out. I need to find it today. I glanced at it, where a blood pressure medicine, Bumex is, I think, off the market, but it was a diuretic that we used to use for blood pressure. Butamide. I always use Bumex. I never really use the generic name, but they say that could actually help with autism. That's kind of interesting. I glanced at it before I started my show. I want to look at that. That I found fascinating. But in this particular study, and I apologize if I digress, they're saying iron supplements may actually help these low birth weight babies battle any brain development impairment that they may have from being low birth weight. So they looked at iron supplements and they found that babies who, let me see what the result is, because they have this, it was a trial in Sweden and I don't want to go into that. Let me see. Okay, they said when the infants reached 3.5 years old, the scientists compared the cognitive and behavioral development to that of 95 babies with normal birth weight. And they say the low birth infants who did not take the iron supplements experienced behavior problems much more than those who did receive iron supplements. And I know some of you are going, why don't I just get my kids iron now? You know, they give me lip. They have attitudes. They don't do their homework. I'm thinking about that, too. I mean, I remember my mother always forcing us to take our vitamins when I was younger. I remember my teeth turning gray. And the teeth were turning gray, and the doctor told my mother to stop giving me iron because she was giving me so much iron. Back then, I guess in the 70s, everything was about iron and iron supplementation. But maybe they had that thinking back then also 40 years ago where, you know, your kids are a pain in the butt, you have behavioral issues, give them iron. But in this particular case, I mean, they're looking at low birth weight infants that could later, you know, develop autism or develop learning disabilities, and maybe I need to take some iron now. I'm having trouble getting through this story without stuttering. And they found that the iron supplements helped a little bit. Interesting. Personally, I don't want people taking anything extra they don't need. If a baby's iron is good, I would say leave it. But think about it. A low birth weight baby, they may already be deficient. So sounds good to me. I err on the side of if anybody's low, supplement it, okay? I would rather bring everybody up to baseline. Now, after that, that's where I get a little sketchy. You know, like I always get asked, what about B12 shots? Should I just start getting B12 shots? Will they help? Help for what? Memory, stamina, energy. We don't have a lot of good data on B12 shots on people who are actually normal, leveled. Of B12. We know if you have B12 deficiency, because maybe you have pernicious anemia, you can't absorb, maybe you had a gastric bypass, so you're having trouble absorbing B12 from your diet. B12 is in multiple foods, especially your meats. You know, sometimes I worry a little bit about my vegetarians, but for the most part, my vegetarians do really well. Their B12 is right on the money. I don't think I've ever had a B12 deficient vegetarian. But, you know, many people ask, well, should I just take B12 shots? I'll check their B12 level. If their B12 level is high, no. I don't want you taking anything extra that you don't need unless we have just earth-shattering proof that it'll fight Alzheimer's or fight cancer, etc. If you're low, hands down, yes. Or if you're low normal. I don't have any problem with any of my male patients low normal with testosterone getting a little testosterone if their PSAs are good. Or I don't mind if anybody who's low normal with vitamin D taking vitamin B supplements. If you're low normal in vitamin D, taking vitamin D supplements. I don't have a problem with that. But if you're normal or high, I mean, some of you, we check your B12 levels, you're way over the thousands, and you're asking me to get a B12 shot. I don't know. That just kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. Unless, like I said, there's earth-shattering proof that over-supplementation is going to be the cure to a long life. Speaking of long life, I got some scoop on that. Don't go away.
Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR emergency water filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget also to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. We are going this summer. Never too early to book your cabin. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. When you go to my website, you'll see a new little link to our iPhone app. Dr. Dahlia is finally on iPhone. So we finally have an app that's free. You can download it and listen anytime you like. All right, now this is kind of interesting. Weird, but it brings light a subject that we need to talk about. They say there's a hospital worker that they believe committed suicide by inhaling helium. Now, helium we use in balloons, right, because it's less weight than our average atmosphere, so helium can rise. And we like to use helium to make funny sounds. We suck it up and we go, hi, how you doing? Or whatever that voice is. I can't do the voice. Anyway, sadly, a 44-year-old woman, her body was found in a heavily wooded area in Pennsylvania State Park, police believe has committed suicide by inhaling helium gas. Teresa Mastrocola was from Millburn, Pennsylvania, was found deep in the park. She had gone missing less than a week ago. They don't think it was foul play. They aren't sure why she committed suicide. Apparently she was a master sergeant in the Pennsylvania National Guard. She was an avid hiker, usually spent days out at a time, usually frequently visited the park. But a former boyfriend and current roommate notified authorities December 2nd that she never came back. She was last seen leaving her house that morning wearing scrubs. They were worried when she didn't show up for work because, from what I understand, she was a pretty diligent worker. And police think and have ruled her death the result of helium inhalation and chemical asphyxia. Now, I know this kind of comes as a shock to us, but helium inhalation has actually kind of been a more popular form of suicide lately. They say between 1993 and 2007, 18 people had died from helium asphyxiation. Then it spiked to 42 in 2011. Now, the reason why helium is used, not that I want to give anybody any ideas, but for some of you scratching your head as to why, from what we understand, helium will eliminate the pain and panic that comes with asphyxiation. So from what I understand, it's not the helium, like breathing in carbon monoxide, that kills you. It's the act of choking, but if you're taking the helium, you don't seem to panic, and it isn't as painful. So people could choke themselves and use the helium to help it pass, I guess. Now, of course, nobody's interviewed anybody that's died, so I have no idea if at the last minute it's the most horrible thing. But right now, for any of you thinking about it, let's just pretend it is, okay? All right, you know, people may think, oh, all right, this isn't bothering me, so I could do it, but then I think you get a little lightheaded, you get woozy, so you can't think correctly, and then by then there's nothing you could do about it. All right, but I don't see how an asphyxiation death could be that painless when you're doing it by yourself. So my guess is, yes, it is going to hurt. And even if I'm wrong, I want you to think that it's going to hurt because I don't want you committing suicide. But my guess is it isn't all that painless, but the helium, in addition, helps you feel woozy that at that point you don't know what's going on. You know, we just saw on Boardwalk Empire a few episodes ago where, for those of you that follow Boardwalk Empire, you'll know what scene I'm talking about. But for those of you that don't, I'm going to just make this really quick. All right. There's a mother who lost her son in a little bit of a mob battle. Okay. Dormady, James Dormady. And, she never really seemed to cope with it, but she needed the death to be public so that she could inherit the house. Okay. So she meets somebody that looks like her son, dates him. And then, I don't want to ruin the ending for those of you catching up. Well, she tries to drown this individual, and I'm not going to tell you if the individual drowns or not, but she gives him heroin, such that he doesn't fight it as much. So that's my guess. The helium prevents the fighting. And by the way, if you guys are behind, let's just put this out there. If you guys are behind on any television show or any movie, that's not my fault. Okay, I mean, I'm going to be talking about the movies I see. I'm going to be talking about the television shows I see. I mean, come on, you got to get with the program. Boardwalk Empire, the season ended a whole week ago, week and a half ago. Come on. Okay, and the episode I'm talking about was 2-3 months ago. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I found the article that I had seen earlier today when they were talking about a blood pressure medication that may actually dampen some autism symptoms. Now, bumetanide, I've known it as Bumex, but I think Bumex was taken off the market a while back. It's a diuretic. It's a diuretic we use to help lower blood pressure, a very strong diuretic. And they found that using bumetanide, actually, well, not that it's going to cure autism, but it could decrease some of the hyperexcitability syndromes, which is kind of interesting. Now, in this study, researchers gave 60 children who had been diagnosed with autism or Asperger's, which is a highly, highly functioning autistic patient, with either 1 milligram or child with either 1 milligram of bumetanide or an inactive placebo. The children were between 3 and 11. Study period lasted about 3 months. The severity of the autism was determined by videotapes based on day 1 and day 90. Researchers had no idea who received the active pill or the placebo. Okay, that's called a double-blind study, right? When the researcher knows what's going on, but the subject doesn't know if they're taking placebo or the real pill, it's a single-blind study. When the researcher doesn't know, it's a double-blind, and there's less bias, because you don't want the researcher going, wait a second, he got the medicine, he didn't, let's make this work. You know, it's, even if you don't want a bias, sometimes you'll just naturally go towards that. Anyway, so it looks like it was a double-blind study, and they found that the children who were given the medication had mild autism. They had more eye contact, they had improved nonverbal communication, and better social communication. Now, keep in mind, this is a diuretic, and a diuretic is a it's a water pill, and it could eliminate extra salts, such as potassium. One child in the study did have low potassium. However, we are able to replenish that. And if, you know, the difficulty with autism, and I have four nieces and nephews with autism, two with Asperger's and two with fairly severe moderate autism. Prior to the kids getting therapy, it was very difficult for a teacher to work with them, potty train them, etc. So to lessen the autistic severity without sedating a child is a goal of many of our researchers, because you want to be able to have a child you could work with and teach and therapize. I made that word up. That's a good word, to therapize, in order to, you know, have them engage socially and read, etc. And luckily, the two autistic children that were extremely severe have been able to make huge advances. Now, they are taking a medication like this. But you'd also don't want to, though, snow these children. Give them a sedative such that they have less severity, but then in their autistic phenotype, but they don't they aren't awake enough to learn. So this is kind of interesting. Now, they think maybe it works on the GABA receptors, and, you know, maybe based on the neurotransmitters, they're able to, you know, induce an effect. They aren't really too sure, but it's interesting stuff nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What we're going to be talking about in the next hour is an American company has come up with a material that could be put in a cup, later straws, a variety of things, to identify if a rape drape or a date rape drug was put into the glass. All right, it's Rohypnol, I never pronounce it right, we just call it the date rape, I apologize, but Rohypnol is the true name of the drug, is basically gives you an amnestic effect, such that you would be, if you did have alcohol or you were in the mood, you could have the sexual encounter and then wake up the next day and not even realize what happened. And date rape drugs affect thousands of women every year. This particular glass will actually light up with stripes if Rohypnol is thrown into the glass. So I'm going to talk about this in a little bit. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.